Ready.
So it is 31 p.m. on February 22nd, 2022. This is the UDOT Corridor Preservation Advisory Council. We're returning to open session after a closed session. Is there anybody who would like to make a recommendation to the Transportation Commission about de-obligating the Lee parcel on 5600 South?
Charles, I'll make that motion to de-obligate the funds that were going to property in Roy in lieu of the project funding the property acquisition.
Just to clarify, you're motioning to make a federal favorable recommendation to de-obligate, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Great. So Jory has made a motion and Jim has seconded it. Any further discussion on it? Hearing none. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Great. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion, the favorable recommendation moves out unanimously. Then I would entertain a motion on the Zollinger parcel appraised for $745,000 on SR 73.
I'm honored to make that motion that we recommend approval to the commission. I think it's a smart thing.
Second. This is Commissioner Menlov. I would second that motion, agreeing with Commissioner Kramer.
We have a motion by Commissioner Kramer and a second by Commissioner Menlov. Somebody else seconded it, and you weren't as forceful, so we're not going to let you do it. Any further discussion on it? I'm not hearing any. So all in favor of the favorable recommendation, please say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone oppose? Hearing none. So, Lynn, for the notes, we've got another unanimous vote in favor of the motion. And I think that concludes our business for the day. Does anybody care to make one last motion?
I just want to thank Diana for her work and for maybe talking to somebody who's interested in leasing some land and putting more money in our revenues. So thank you for that, Diana, in the midst of everything else you have to do.
I will add, I think you all are realizing how lucky we are to have Diana on. I think it's nothing short of a miracle how quickly she has taken over what Diane was doing so well, and she's continuing to move everything forward, and I really look forward to what she decides to do with it next.
Hey, one more before we adjourn, one more quick question. When is the next transportation?
The commission meets on Friday here at the complex.
Okay.
We head down south in March. But there are not any corridor preservation items on the agenda this Friday. We just had the discussion in our last meeting about the high priority corridors.
Yes. Right. Do you know if the agenda has been published?
Where's the trip going when we come down here?
Yeah, the agenda's been published. I've looked at it, yeah.
I need to look at it.
I can forward it to you, Jim, if I find it here.
And our next corridor preservation meeting is March 22nd, correct? The fourth Tuesday in a month that has five Tuesdays.
Lynn, would you double check on the calendar?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. That is the fourth Tuesday in March, the 22nd.
Right. Well, keep that rental revenue.
Looking for the agenda in my email.
Thanks, Jory.
Okay.
the legislature has decided I need to be very disorganized today.
I think that's why we're not having a staff meeting on Thursday, because everybody's up at the legislature for the final push there.
It's funny how the speed changes as you approach the end.
Right.
Charles, is there any legislation going on that affects corridor preservation?
There was a comment made early on by leadership about increasing funding for corridor preservation. I am not aware of any action on that. It's not unusual for our leadership to mention something one session and then start working on it the next one. So I don't know. My crystal ball is not enough to predict that. But there are a few bills that right-of-way cares about because they touch sort of eminent domain processes, but there's nothing there that would impact our work. And there might be something in the budgeting side of things that I don't get heavily involved with that could come out of the session, but I'm not aware of anything.
Yeah, we could definitely use more cash, that's for sure.
As one of our commissioners who used to serve in the Senate noted at our last commission meeting, it was hard to get it set up in the first place. We should be glad we have anything. And I am. I think Mr. Menlove is nodding her head because it's finding a place to fund something is, I think, one of the most challenging things there is. Appropriations is a really interesting process. Okay. So I'm still waiting for a motion.
A motion to adjourn.
Yeah, that's non-debatable. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye. Great. And Len, you can go ahead and stop the recording. And thank you all for being here.
Thank you.